space travelers! Earth dinner is ready, and the frying pan worked out great.
Ooh, looks delish, hon. We'll see you soon. Hang on to your hats, kids. Next stop, Boxwood Terrace!
Boxwood Terrace is a small, fictional town tucked away in the hills north of Seattle. An alien named Jet has made Boxwood Terrace his home, and as Jet becomes friends with the neighborhood kids, he teaches them about space exploration and science. That's the premise of the new PBS kids show, Ready, Jet, Go! The show's creator is Craig Bartlett, who grew up between Seattle and Fidalgo Island. He told Bill Radke he tried to make Ready, Jet, Go! Reflect his own childhood here.
I tried to make my show be about what my childhood was about, you know, because it's where you're reaching back, trying to access that inner child. You're reaching back, trying to find those stories that resonate for your how you felt about the world when you were little. And so I remember a childhood in Seattle where, you know, we just would leave the house and parents would say, see you at dinner. And you'd go off on your bike with the other kids and ride around and have adventures. And so that's the kind of childhood we're modeling at Ready, Jet, Go!
And how did growing up between Seattle and Fidalgo Island influence the way you create your show?
Well, I had a great, my really important formative years when I moved from Seattle to LeConnor. My parents moved us to the beach, and it was a really remote place. It was 8 miles from where I went to school in Anacortes. And I didn't have a car all through high school. And I had a canoe. And my childhood was spent really, you know, paddling around and exploring these little islands out there, and a lot of alone time. I think that really informed me as a creative person. It gave me a lot of time to make up my own fun and a really rich inner life. And so I just think about that all the time as a, it's so long ago now, and I've been an urban person for so long. I've been living in LA for almost 30 years. I just always think about that. My strange childhood by myself, kind of making up stories.
I'm thinking of you spending so much time by yourself, kind of an outsider in the outdoors. And mm-hmm. And your main character, Jet, is an alien, clearly an outsider.
The ultimate outsider.
The ultimate outsider. Is there a connection?
Oh, totally. I think I finally, with Jet, have landed on a character that's the most like myself. Like this compulsive entertainer. All he comes from a planet called Bortron 7, and all Bortronians are like the music man. They're always kind of like dancing around and making up songs on the spot. I dreamed of being that way when I was a kid, like the music man, where you're just kind of in a musical and you're walking along and all of a sudden everyone bursts into song. I think that's funny, and I think it's really fun to write songs like that, and Jet is a perfect expression of that kind of attitude. He's basically a super cheerful kid who you just can't get him down.
I can see hills and evergreens in the world of Ready, Jet, Go! How do you think the Northwest setting of that town affects the story and the young characters?
I like that, you know, the show really is meant to be about planet Earth. Even though they go into space and they travel all around the solar system with Jet's parents in a flying saucer that can go faster than the speed of light, so they can zip out to Pluto in you know, 9 minutes. I still think it's about the Earth, because that's a message I really want kids to understand, that traveling, the space program and traveling in space and sending probes out into space has shown us so much more about the Earth than we knew before we did that. We have so many satellites and things looking back at the Earth now that are tracking climate change and, you know, showing how our atmosphere works and the magnetic field works. So it's about the Earth. So I love that Northwest setting, because we have real weather in the Northwest. You know, we have a certain kind of light and dark that I really like. We have seasons. Those are all kind of different from my LA experience, which, you know, the kids get plenty of looks at LA by just watching TV. There's so much stuff is made here that I like the specificity of a show about the Northwest.
Craig, the Seattle area is more crowded than it was when you grew up here. Do you think in 2016 the Northwest still has something to say about a relationship to the natural world?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. It's more crowded than ever and more built up than ever. there still are such beautiful places that you can go out and be in nature. And even though I know that the modern kid is not as likely to have the kind of childhood that I had, where you just jump on a bike and, you know, you disappear with your friends till dinner time and it's all unsupervised and you're just running around in the woods, I still want to model that kind of behavior for kids, so the kids might, they might just check it out, you know? Like, hey, kids, go outside, you know, and make some discoveries. You know, dig a hole, you know, climb a tree, go look at a bug. And it was really that idea, is that if kids are connected to nature, if they go out and have those kinds of experiences, just take a hike in the woods and kind of experience it, they will be connected to the planet and they'll want to take care of it. If they don't, and they just watch their devices and, you know, TV and play video games, they will really lose touch with planet Earth, and then it'll be an abstraction and not something that they have to take care of.
What are you hoping kids will learn from your show?
I made a project for the Kennedy Space Center down at Cape Canaveral, where we made an attraction for the visitor center called the Shuttle Launch Experience, and I was the media director of that. In doing that, I interviewed 26 astronauts who'd flown on the shuttle, and they all had the same message. Once they got to space and they looked back at the Earth, they all were, you know, transformed forever. Their view of the Earth from space was so unbelievable. Like, you know, photography just can't do it justice. They said it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And they all became environmentalists. They all became politically, they looked down, they said, look, there's no borders, obviously. This is our little spaceship. We all live on this planet. This is it. And they had this wonderful love and respect for the planet after that, that they would forever be trying to communicate to people. And so that's a message that I'm trying to tell over and over on the show, that this is it. This is our spaceship, man. We better get along.
Craig Bartlett is an animator and the creator of the new PBS show Ready, Jet, Go. Bartlett told Bill Radke how his childhood in the Northwest influences his work. You can catch Ready, Jet, Go weekday mornings on KCTS 9 at 7:30 or at pbskids.org.